Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode. On today's episode, I'm going to take a question from email and answer that just because it resonates so well with things that I hear from a lot of people and also things that I went through too in my own life. You know, I was literally in bed most of the time, sitting there researching, going through book after book and medical books and all kinds of things. And I remember this moment clear as day when I thought to myself, you know, if the answers were in these books, everybody would already be healed by now, you know, like people would have the answers, it would already be done. And that's when I really was like, okay, I had to put the old medical books aside and say, okay, what is it? What else is it? And even from that point, I would literally like sit there with headphones in, with brain entrainment and all of these things and picturing and visualizing myself. And that still didn't work either. And so I had all these questions. I'm thinking, what is going wrong? What isn't working? Why isn't it working? You know, and just the more I looked at the why and understood it and the brain, the more everything really unfolded. And I just have to say, I'm grateful that I used to do network engineering and operations. That to me was probably 80 to 90% of what helped me. You know, it's just funny how the things that we do in life, the skills that we have, can sometimes be the very thing that we need to get us to the next level. You know, for me, doing network engineering and operations was all about troubleshooting. That's what I did every day for 40 to 60 plus hours a week. And so it really helped when I was looking at the mind and looking at why things didn't work. And so that's what we're going to be looking at today with this question from Amanda. And she says, I have been working with my mind and energy now for over 20 years, and I spend time working on myself every single day. And while it seems like I'm making progress, I don't see the progress in my life itself. I am inspired by the way you are able to help people get results. And when I listen to you, I feel like I am doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I listen to my intuition. I address negative emotions. I am able to release energy and cut cords all of the time. And typically, if I have a stuck, intense emotion, I don't avoid it. I just go into the emotion and sit with it and hold it until it releases. And I can actually feel the energy releasing and moving throughout my body. And yet, despite my daily efforts, it seems as though my life and health have not really changed. My sister is a lot more successful than I am. She makes good money, is married, and healthy. These are all of the things that I am wanting. And while I am happy for her, and I love her, I can't help but wonder why my life and health are not improving. I have tried, and I'm going to go ahead and stop right there because she goes into a long list of different modalities and programs and things she's tried. So let's go ahead and stop the question right there because I totally understand. And let's go ahead and dive into the actual answer. Now, when I'm looking at everything going on, there are several problems that I see with this, but I want to talk about the biggest one and the one that's actually creating problems simultaneously and keeping her stuck, because it's something that I'm not just hearing from her in her email, but I see this all of the time. And people talk about just going into the emotion and just sitting with it and holding on to the emotion until it releases. And all of the time, I hear this even from practitioners, where practitioners are saying that they have people just go in and sit with the emotion and hold it for like a minute or two. And as they do, they feel a major release from their body. Okay, now I want to break this down into several pieces because there's some problems with this way of doing things. Now, first and foremost, it's not a bad thing to look at the negative emotions and get them gone. If you look at every episode, we are addressing the negative, and you can learn a lot of things by addressing the negative. But you don't want to sit with the negative, and you definitely don't want to hold that feeling and hold on to it until it releases. And I'm going to explain why that is, because this isn't the way the brain works. And so I want to explain the difference between the way the brain works to release things and also when we look at a physical release, because it can be really tricky. Because what feels like a release to the physical body isn't necessarily a release for the mind itself. And then people get confused because they feel like they had this sense of release, and yet their life isn't changing, which is exactly what she's describing. And so the best way to really illustrate this is to think about if you've had a massage before, where you've had maybe somebody rub your shoulders or your neck and there's been knots in it. And if you've ever had somebody before hold on to a knot where they put pressure on it and you start to feel like the knot is releasing. So that's a lot of times what a masseuse will do is, you know, put pressure on it to feel like the knot is starting to release. Or another simple way to illustrate it is if you've ever been to the gym before or yoga or whatnot, and you've been working out and they have foam rollers. And what can happen sometimes if you've ever done this before, or maybe you've seen this before, where a person might have a sore spot or tight spot in their muscle. And so they use that foam roller and they kind of just roll over that specific area. And what'll happen is the person will find that sore spot and they kind of put that foam roller right in the center of it and they hold it for about 20 to 30 seconds. And then what it does as they hold it is it releases, it lets go. And what this is like a GTO type of response, which is a Golgi tendon organ, which is basically, it's a self-protective mechanism that keeps our muscles from tearing themselves, if you will. And so it's like once there's a lot of pressure on it, if we hold pressure in a certain area of the muscle for a bit, what happens is it's like it gets to a certain point that it just relaxes. Now, when you take this illustration from the gym of somebody, you know, putting some pressure on something, and as they do, and they hold it, or even from a massage, and you kind of put pressure on it, and you hold it, and you hold it, and then you notice the body physically releases, it feels better. So it creates an actual visceral response of relief and feeling at ease. So it can release the discomfort, it can release the tightness, and it feels better on your body. Now, that works for the physical body because of the way our muscles and GTO and everything is set up. That's the way that our physical body works with muscles when it comes to tension, if we do it right. You know, I don't want to have everybody going out there and just doing that. There's a way to do it. But point being is that you can notice a physical response. Now, if we take this same awareness that worked with the muscles and apply this concept with the brain, you can see that it backfires. Meaning, let's say that we blast you with the alphabet for 20 to 30 seconds or 90 seconds, does your brain suddenly release the alphabet? Or if we have your mind hold on to a song for 20 or 30 seconds or 2 minutes, and you hold on tightly to that song, does that song suddenly disappear from your mind? Well, clearly not. Instead, it reinforces it in your mind. You'll know the song even better. And so if you think about it, would it make sense for you to hold on to the feeling of anger and hold on to it and hold on to it and expect that it'll release from your brain? Well, it doesn't, but it can feel like a major release because what can happen is, of course, something like anger or hurt, it has feeling to it. We feel it in our bodies. There's a tension to it. And so what happens is all of the time I'll see people who are going into the emotion and holding on to it, and they'll hold on to it and they think that's what they're supposed to do. And so they'll do exactly that. And then they'll feel this visceral release. And they'll feel like, oh my God, I just let go of a ton of energy. But instead, what happened is the muscles and the body itself just let go, but it didn't take it out of your energy, and it didn't transform it or clear it from the brain itself. Now, additionally, what can happen is this can actually get that emotion deeper into your unconscious, your subconscious mind, so you can't even see it anymore. And then it becomes even harder to find and to work with. And so what happens is your mind will really feel like it's gotta be gone. And this is why that occurs. You know, if you think about the first time that you ever wore a turtleneck or maybe a necktie or a bra or any type of clothing that you weren't used to, chances are the first time that you wore it, it might have felt a bit awkward for you, or at least you were very conscious of it typically, even if you liked it. You know, like maybe a guy puts on a necktie for the first time and it makes him feel really important. And so he loves it. And he's very conscious of this necktie. So whatever article of clothing it might be, you become consciously aware of it. Or even, for example, if you've seen a woman who doesn't wear high heels very often. And so she goes to wear them and she feels awkward in them. Whereas a woman who maybe wears high heels all of the time just feels like they're second nature. The more we get used to something, the more we typically don't pay as much attention to it anymore. So the person who wore the turtleneck, who initially felt like it was choking them in the beginning, can get very used to a turtleneck after a while, and then it just becomes something that's unconscious. You know, if you think about the clothes that you're wearing right now, you know, likely you're not consciously feeling them because you're just so used to wearing clothes. And, you know, that really actually depends. Now with COVID, a lot of people aren't used to wearing pants anymore. So, but kidding aside, you know, point being is that we as human beings, anything that happens consistently, like wearing clothes or something like that with our physical body, we can get very used to. And this is how emotions can get so subconscious. It's like initially when something happens, it can be devastating or hard or challenging. You know, we can have a lot of emotion about it. But if we just kind of put it aside and bury it and put it aside and bury it and put it aside and bury it, it's just running in our subconscious mind. So we don't really have the conscious awareness of the specific emotion. And by the way, you'll notice that all of the time when I'm working with people, that's the norm. You know, if you think about it, if you've been listening to past episodes where people radically change their pain and all kinds of things, a lot of times it might seem obvious because I'm going directly into the issue, but all of the time people are like, oh my God, I didn't even see that there. You know, even with Sumanyu on the last episode, he didn't see that there. It was in his subconscious mind, and yet when he started to address it, that's when the transformation began to take place. And so, point being is that I would strongly recommend not going into emotions and just holding on to them like that. And of course, I'm not saying don't look at the negative, don't address it, because I know that there are a lot of people who do that as well, where they say, well, I'm just going to avoid that there is any negative. And of course, you can see on episodes as well that I am having people address the negative, but not sit with the emotion. And then also what I always want people to do is release the emotion and the energy of the emotion at a deeper level. So that is key. And even as I say this, I do want to underline that for most people, what they really need to do first is start programming in the positive. A lot of people, unfortunately, they are trying to get rid of the problem and rid of the problem, and they're just diving into the negative all the time. And it doesn't make them feel happy or good, and they're not really creating that transformation. And so that's the way you want to think about it, is really transformation. And something else that you've probably heard me say before on past episodes is that it is so key to really program in the positive, because that is when your mind will also be more willing to let go of the negative. And you've probably heard me say this before, but it's so true. And the easiest way to really illustrate this is to think about if somebody came to your house and they wanted to take your refrigerator. Chances are you would say no. Even if you didn't absolutely love your refrigerator, you'd probably say no because you need that. Now, if they came and they brought you a brand new state-of-the-art refrigerator that was energy efficient and all these things with the bells and whistles and gave that to you and then said, hey, we'd like to take your old refrigerator, chances are you'd say, go right ahead. Please get rid of this. And so just emphasizing again that you want to make sure to get good at programming in the positive first before just diving in with the negative and sitting with the negative, making sure to do that to help lift your energy. And on that note, I do wish you a most positive, beautiful rest of your day. And as always, if you know of somebody who could benefit from this episode, please do make sure to share it. You know, sharing is caring. And of course, you know, the happier everybody is in our world and the more empowered every person is to use their own mind and energy, the more incredible our world will be for all of us and our future and kids. And I mean, just the better everything will be. And so that said, let's make it a beautiful world and make it a beautiful rest of your day. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.